Howdy ho, neighbors. How's it going this day? AddedSouls.com, the podcast powered by the Spencer Church of Christ in Spencer, Wisconsin. My name is Stefan Maillet. I am your audio and video servant for this episode titled Porneia Problems. Porneia Problems. We find ourselves in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. And we're taking a look here at the Apostle Paul speaking to Christians and wanting to encourage them, rebuke them, guide them into a better walk, a better life, Christian life, faithful, righteous life, away from the craziness of the day that we most certainly see all around us in our current culture and generation. Also, which has a lot to do with the sexualized, amplified, sensuality, lascivious generation we currently live in, and they lived in also in that time. So the chapter begins, and I quote here, verse 1 of chapter 4, "Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you," we're encouraging you in the Lord Jesus, okay, "that you, that as you received from us instruction as to how you ought to walk," that means as you ought to live your lives, "and please God, that you excel still more." We need you to exceed the expectation of the day. And the expectation of the day, according to man's standard of judgment during a perverse generation, is quite low. I'm sure you can understand that. So Paul wants them to go far and above and beyond the world standards, leave that behind, set your mark to the standard of God's righteousness, okay? So you need to excel still more. You need to exceed the expectation. "For you know that commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus." They don't come from mankind and their will. It comes from a divine origin, a deity, okay? Inspiration. "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." Sanctification means holy. You've been called out from a dying world. You are now set apart. You are different. You are to act accordingly, speak accordingly, walk accordingly. You are to be different. That is, that you abstain from porneis, that you abstain from sexual immorality, porneis, the physical activities that that require sexual intercourse and all that kind of stuff, okay? So that you abstain. You need to hold yourself from. You need to be in control of your mind in a sober, functioning capacity, which will guard you away from porneis, immoral sexual activities and intercourse. You need to be strong in this field, okay? "That each of you know that you be educated how to possess his own vessel," his body or his wife, "in sanctification and honor." Okay? You need to respect that. In sanctification, in a holy way, in a way that is called out, separate from the world. This is different. This is predestined and planned from the great I Am, from God. It is produced by the Christ, the teaching therein, the doctrine. It is directly operated on the apostle, okay? Guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth. This information is passed down to the Christians. They need to understand this during this very perverse generation, that they be educated on how to control in a soberly way their bodies, their wives, and sanctification and honor. Not, okay, the opposite of that, of course, in verse 5, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians, "not in lustful passion." Don't allow the lust of the flesh, don't allow the flesh to take over here and do things it's not supposed to, kind of like the Gentiles who don't know God. They don't know God, they are depraved, they act in their paganistic way, their heathen ways, and they do things that are not proper, that are not sanctified, that are not honorable, okay? Don't do that. In order to not do that, you need to educate yourself on how to possess your body, your wife, properly, righteously, Okay, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Not in sensuality, lasciviousness, and all the let's be sexy generation kind of stuff going on. And that no man, verse 6, transgress. Let no man sin and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. Don't go messing around with another man's wife. Don't go messing around with another woman's husband, okay? If things like that take place, there's going to be a lot of division, a lot of bitterness, a lot of anger. And we all know what Jesus says, turn the other cheek. What does that mean? Don't retaliate with these things. Don't take the law in your own hand and retaliate in a revengeful way. Because why? God is the ultimate justice in this endeavor. And the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. You've been warned. Don't mess around with other people's spouses. Keep to your own. Control your vessel. Control your wife. Keep it holy. Keep it sanctified. Keep it set apart, called out. Learn how, educate your mind how to do that, so when temptation arises, you can excel still more. You'll exceed expectation, because the expectation of the day is to pretty much fornicate with anything and everyone, regardless if it be someone married to another or whatnot. We don't want to allow this to creep into the church. We don't want that kind of iniquity and lawlessness and transgression in the church, which defrauds your brother, the one you are to love, your brother in Christ. You don't want to do that. You don't want to mess with his wife. You don't want all that nonsense, okay? God's going to judge that. For God has not called us for the purpose of such impurity. We want to keep the bed pure, don't we? We don't want it defiled. We don't want it unauthorized and adulterous. We don't want to participate in fornication. We don't want to be committing any temptation, and we don't want to be participating in sensuality and lasciviousness and sexual promiscuity. We don't want to have the conclusion that porneus is the problem. Because when porneus is the problem, God's going to judge that. And God, his justice is great. Okay, you don't want to do that. For God has not called us for that kind of a purpose, impurity. But instead, what has he called us for? Well, to be set apart, to be holy, to be righteous, to be sanctified, to be different than the world. The world fornicates. It's filled with adultery. It just does what it wants to do. It acts like animals. We're not to be like that, Christians. We're not to be acting in that way, Paul telling the Christians in Thessalonica. So therefore, the reason for, verse 8, chapter 4, he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but God. So if you got a problem with what's being said here, that you're not supposed to be messing around with another man's wife or vice versa, and you're not supposed to be just fornicating left and right and causing adulterous situations, I mean, this information is, it doesn't come from men. Men didn't decide to put these boundaries here, okay? God did, and there's a good reason for it. God knows all things. He loves us, his mercy, his grace. He set boundaries. His law through the Christ now is set forth. Paul bringing this to the Christians in penmanship, and he tells them, he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. So wise up, you know, wise up, excel still more, exceed the expectation of the day, and don't mess around with other people who are married. Don't go messing around with all these sexual immoralities and the porneia problem of the day. Be different, be set apart, be righteous, be sanctified. Now, in verse 9, as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. This all has to do with loving one another. You're going to learn how to control your own body, your own temptation. You're going to learn how to control your wife and her vessel, your vessel, in these things in a proper, righteous way, keeping the bed pure. You're going to learn these things through this love, this agape, this sacrifice. For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, and here it comes again, to excel still more. Do more. Produce works worthy of our Lord's pleasure. Okay? He wants us to do more, exceed the expectation, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you. If you're busy doing these things, you won't be busy messing around and texting another man's wife, vice versa, flirting with somebody you shouldn't be flirting with, allowing your mind to be, you know, lured into the charm of another. A brother's wife or a sister's husband? Like, we have to keep to our own when it comes to these things. Keep yourself busy. If you're busy doing what's right, evangelizing, being benevolent, not forsaking the assembly, teaching people about Jesus Christ, if you're busy doing what's right, working with your hands, perhaps building something, creating something, if you're busy and peaceful and minding your own business, you won't be getting in trouble messing around with another man's wife or another woman's husband. You understand that. You need to exceed the expectation. You need to do more. Understand these things. You are to be set apart. You are to be holy and righteous so that you will behave. You will walk, according to verse 12, you will walk properly toward outsiders and not be in any need. You won't be found guilty or shamed. You won't be pointed out as a hypocrite. You need to behave. You need to walk, reminiscent of verse 1, chapter 4, how you ought to walk and please God, so that you will behave. Verse 12, walk in accordance to proper standard towards outsiders and not be in any need. All right? You are fulfilled if you learn how to train your vessel, your body, your wife. You will be trained. You will be educated. The Word of God does that. It allows us to have a greater understanding of our strength. The armor of God placed on stops these fiery darts, these moments of temptation, the lust of the flesh that is most certainly all over the place in a culture amped in sexuality, immoral sexual actions and practices and behaviors. So what a fascinating and wonderful truth we see here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. There's so much more that could be said here, but it gives us insight into the inspired writ therein to remain focused, to remain sober, to remain in control. And when temptation comes your way in any which way, format, or form, especially within the fold. I mean, you don't want to be messing around in the church with your brothers and sisters when it comes to these things. That's just bad. And you know it's true. It happens all the time. We hear the horror stories of the preacher caught with this one, or the secretary caught with one of those guys in the church, and it's a mess. I mean, it's so sad. It's devastating. It destroys families. We don't want that. We want love, unity, healing. The truth we want to read and learn, this education that we must have to be able to receive the strength necessary to walk a faithful life on this earth in this current generation. We need to know this information. What a wonderful thing that we can go to the Bible and learn this very thing. What do you guys think? I think it's a good thing. Stefan Maia here, your audio and video servant, addedsouls.com, the podcast powered by the Spencer Church of Christ. We hope and pray you'll meet us again next time. Remain dedicated, okay? Persevere. You might be dealing with these moments right now, and this podcast might be hitting home with a lot of this stuff. Do what's right, okay? Do what's right. It's never too late to do what's right while you're breathing air. and just go back to this text and read over it. And I'm sure if you've got the right kind of heart, you'll be exceeding expectation. You'll be excelling still more. All right, guys, till next time. God bless. Bye-bye now.